awakening, feeling yourself be turned over, face down. She rises above you, looming. There's a faint scent of clove and citrus which you're convinced is some pheromone that hangs off the crew. As she rises above you, the first mate stretches and yawns. The start of another day. No better way to wake up. When she says that, she reaches down, applies some lubricating oil to your rear, begins teasing around your hole. Your body feels sluggish, sedate. You wonder at the cause, but inhale deeply. Her arousal in the air behind everything else. She slowly lines up and slides the very tip against your hole, gripping your wrists, leaning down, applying weight to your whole body, feeling the throb of cock pressed to your hole, keeping you pinned down, keeping you ready to be filled up. Any thrust, any movement will cause the well-lubricated, slicked, desperate entrance to you to cover, to coat, to encapsulate, to welcome, to beg it inside. Your body comfortable, warm, but throbbing. You feel it. You feel the heat. A heat that's only going to spread. The longer you're there, getting ready to get spread, impaled, taught a lesson or two about the length of that cock slipping in and out, voice in your ear purring, this is what you deserve, you've earned it, you've been good, you've been patient, you've been waiting for this, and every second it's inside you, it's going to be affecting you, more on that later. You just think about what's about to slip in and out. I'm going to make myself right at home in you. Lowering weight. Applying pressure. Keeping you pinned to the bed as the tip slips within. As you feel the moment of entry. The flared head parting your cheeks, body against you, tits against your back, body laying down, but hips raised to keep the cock from slipping in all the way, just the very tip. And you're already hungry for it. You're already desperate for it. You already want it more than you thought you could. You've been craving it, been thinking about it, and now, mounting you, filling you, preparing to slide it inside, your desperation is obvious. And you've just got to live with knowing that the longer you're exposed and the more inches that slip inside, the more affected the rest of your day is going to be. A few days, in fact. All it takes to dose you up on this length is to slip it inside, let you detect, feel that weight upon you. Hear whispering in your ear, purring in your ear, the sweet promise of what's going to happen. You crave my cock. You want it deep inside you. You want to lick, suck, taste, surrender to it as well. Every exposure to it. Sure, you could try to push it out of your mind, but you wouldn't anyway. And even if you tried, even in moments where you do focus and do other things, the fact that you've been filled like this another inch inside, the fact that you've throbbed and wrapped around it, that you have felt so dragged down to and identified with your body, that's right. You're in the moment and in your body when you're covered so heavily, pinned so thoroughly, fucked and filled. When that length is sliding inch by inch inside, you are in that place. And even if your thoughts wander, you're still someone who's thinking about some random minutia from your day. While my cock is inside, buried inside, while you are stretched and full, while you are throbbing, your options are changed and constrained. Anything you do, if you grip at the covers, if you tune everything out, if you close your eyes, you're someone closing their eyes while they're full of my cock. Someone gripping and scrabbling at the covers while full of my cock, reshaping and defining you, pushing, pushing more of it inside to stretch. much well lubricated so it slides in so easy. In your mind, you may think to clench for a moment, but that only increases the pleasure so much that you spasm, you shudder, you might even come, and then your body will surely relax, and then the whole thing will surely end up inside. Buried deep, laying atop you, pinning you down, until it's as deep as possible, hilted within. And then I'll say, feels nice and comfortable here. Squeeze your ass, and if I slap it, you'll squeeze down. And then you're helping to keep me hard. And then, if you grip the covers, or close your eyes, or think about somewhere else, if you think of a calming field, if you think of a peaceful other place, trying for a moment to push back the arousal so you can maybe keep from shamelessly coming just from having my cock inside, you'll be someone who's thinking of a peaceful other place with my cock buried and warmed inside. You'll be someone clenching at the covers while you clench down on my length. You'll be someone making me hard and keeping me that way. Easy reminders that flow into your brain. Thoughts that fill and fulfill. You will have the memory of being spread, filled, fulfilled, trained to ache for it, and you will be reminded that no matter how much you try to just be someone who is shy and retiring and pulling away from pleasure, the actual nature of your body, your thoughts, of your will, is to push back against it, to take me inside. And all I need to do to provoke that tendency is to remind you that words can also overpower. Sure, I'll pin your wrists, I'll cover your body, I'll cage you with my thighs, keep you pinned while my cock is inside, but your brain is just as easily talked into submitting, talked into losing. What you adore is the struggle. But the struggle is futile because the words and thoughts and fantasies form as readily in your brain as the plan to execute them does in mine. And I'm churning, getting ready to come and fill you, getting ready to climax inside you. My cock will expand and throb, and you'll squeeze and welcome it. And if you're someone shutting their eyes, or twitching, or squirming, all those actions get a little extra modifier. That you're someone squeezing your eyes shut, twitching, squirming, gripping the blankets. That you're someone whimpering, no, I don't want to come yet. That these thoughts crowd up in a mind defined by the fact that you're impaled on my length, and that you're begging for it, rubbing back against it, that every moment of our fun, you're actually remembering, thinking about, hearkening back to the last time, and next time you'll be hearkening back to this time, that you are building a chain, unbreakable, overpowering, a chain that brings you to lose your own adoring struggle, obsessing over the way it feels to have me inside, obsessing over the fact that right now you are not just you laying there waiting to take me, you're you laying there stuffed full of me, and the difference between the former and the latter is so defining, so mind-melting. You are stuck imminent in the moment where your body acknowledges it is stretched and full, and being filled with me makes you feel a certain way toward me, makes you obsess a certain way about me. It's just the way you are. When you are filled and you are stretched and you are imminently aware of your body, your every memory, thought, and emotion is colored by, and I'm a cock warmer, and I am a sleeve around that length, and I am stuffed filled, trained deep, and adoringly obsessed with that length that fills, that spreads, that increasingly, familiarly, easily slides into place. If you let yourself get turned on too much, if you hold back, if you try to hold back from coming, you just end up exhausting the muscles that are capable of keeping you from doing so. So you end up climaxing. You end up wrapped around my cock, keeping it hard inside of you, as I barely have to move it, as all I have to do is clench the muscles that make it swell a bit firmer, stand a bit stronger. All I need to do to provoke you to exhaust the very resistance to climax you think you can muster against this orgasmic delight is to squeeze and throb and stay hilted deep inside. Because you tell yourself, surely she's going to pull out. Surely she's going to slide out of me in a moment. Surely there will be something other than this interminable, hot, deep, spreading, all-consuming, memory-tainting, mind-flooding yes of the moment. But when that moment doesn't come, you've exhausted all your energy that you might have used to avoid coming. In fact, again and again, the author of your own fate, like always, pumping and throbbing deep inside, filling and pinning, constant. You're under me, and I'm going to keep you there. Just as surely as I pour these words in again and again, so the memory of having me deep inside, hilted inside you, making you obsess over how different you feel when your every memory of a moment is tainted and colorized by you are filled with my cock. I'm holding it inside of you, using you as a receptacle, laying down. I could take a nap here, and you would barely be able to think until the moment I became anything other than rock hard inside. And the moment my attention was off you, you'd be desperately, mewlingly clenching your ass. If you heard me drift off, still rock hard, throbbing within, you would just clench your ass to work me, to keep me hard. Because if there's no pretense, if there's no pretending, if there's no imagining, if it's just you, pleasure-seeking, hedonistic, mindless, obsessed over my cock, you're gonna squeeze and milk it and get it hard all on your own. That's just the nature of you. And because that's what you would do if I weren't paying close attention to you, it's something you're eventually going to do when your ability to consciously resist a pleasure that you want exhausts itself. That's the thing. Muscles and minds can equally and both get exhausted. And when it happens at the same time, and when you acknowledge it's just because I'm keeping my hard cock deep inside you and reminding you what it's here for, to take you and break you and make you obsess and dedicate and devote. When you acknowledge that, things inside of you that get in the way of it tend to break all on their own, because losing has its own attraction after the struggle's done, and I'm throbbing within, and I'm keeping you pinned, and you're adoringly, dedicatedly mine. And if you try to think back to this moment in the future, you're just going to find that the color, the flavor, the sensation of my hot cock throbbing inside you, dripping inside you, keeping you spread, fulfilling you thoroughly and completely, that is on your mind. That is in your memory. There's a modifier, a tag, a little anchor, a bookmark on this passage of your life story which says, and her cock was inside me and I was unable to resist it. And her cock throbbed within and I surrendered. And that little codicil, that little extra paragraph, is something I can stick into your timeline anytime I want. Because you're going to mule for it, you're going to beg for it, you might keep it subtle. But if you bend down and spread yourself, if you whimper, if you nap nude, with your ass exposed, with your hips raised, with your body on display, I'm going to slide inside and make you feel what you crave. And you're only going to crave it more because when you interpret your personal narrative and go backwards, there's all those times you were muling for my cock even when it wasn't there. So when it was, you're going to cherish it. You want to be grateful for what you're already obsessed over, what you're already broken by in a pleasurable way. You know what you are. You know what happens to you when you're just this full, this stretched, and this much mine. And you believe it, don't you? You feel it, don't you? You are mine while you're impaled on my cock here. Grind on my hand. Put a couple fingers inside. Oh. Your clit's throbbing, so's my cock. You feel it together, the veins standing out on it, stretching you inside. I'm gonna come in you, you know. Keep spasming and shivering like that. Keep getting that close, you're gonna make me come. Your body's such a good cock warmer. I might have to bring you. Well, we'll talk about that later. It's getting harder to keep teasing like this, harder to hold on. That means you're doing a good job. Squeeze. Clench down tight. Make it rhythmic, as if I were thrusting, because I'm not gonna. You're gonna have to do any thrusting you want to do. Clench your ass and relax it. Back and forth, over and over. I'll touch your clit. I'll grind your insides a little. Here's a few fingers. You're wet. You're soaked. Good job. Keep it that way. Because I could push you on your knees and let you serve me with your mouth, but if I see you walking around on deck and I'm feeling turned on, I'm going to just push you face down and fill you right up. So keep wet, keep edged. You have permission to edge. You have an order to edge. Keep yourself wet and edged all day. Soaked enough, because I'll use your pussy next time. Soaked enough, because your poor butthole is going to be so hot. Dripping with my seed at the end, gonna be so sensitive, filling you up. Oh, trains it. You remember the shape of me, you're gonna remember the shape. Feel it. Yeah, and I do get turned on, I do get hard a few times a shift, so you're gonna have to just get ready. get ready to be used and filled and stretched in every hole. But at least you're doing your part, helping out the crew, helping me do my important work by taking my focus somewhere else. I was going to use someone else. I wonder if my usual will be jealous when I fuck you in the morning like this. And then I want to do it again in the afternoon. I wonder how you'll hold up, wonder how you'll hold together when you know what I'm going to do. You know how I'm going to do it. Clench your ass, squeeze down tight, clamp on me. Oh, here, I'll move a little, just a few little thrusts. Do you feel it in your pussy? You feel it pushing through to your clit? A few little slow thrusts in and out. In, out, you're good. I almost can't pull you off my cock to drop you back on it. Almost can't get you off. But you will get off, you will come. Breathe in, breathe me in. Yeah, that's it. Feel it stretching. You lock tight on it. You're gonna get used to this shape, gonna get used to me inside of you, aren't you? Yes, that's right. Maybe you already are. Maybe you already need it. If I pulled out right now, would you be begging to have me back inside? If I stopped fucking your ass, would you want to rub yourself all over these veins standing out of my shaft? Would you want to slip the head right back in? Would you be grinding on me, trying to provoke me, trying to tempt me? Moan for me. Groan for me. Let me hear how you need it. Yeah, there we go. In. Out. I'm only gonna move this little tiny bit. You're gonna have to clench to get off. Gonna have to squeeze your ass to make everything else feel good. Curl my fingers. Rub you deep inside. There you go. There you go. Oh, that's good. Oh, you're good. Feels good. Squeeze. Tight. Hot. Oh, I'm dripping in you. Feel it lubing up. Getting ready. Yeah, that's what you're doing to me. You like it? If I'm this turned on, then with my cock inside you, you must be getting affected by now. Feel it soaking in. Feel me soaking in. Pre-cum and the scent in the air. It's all working together. You're turned on, aren't you? Yeah. You're gonna have to edge on duty. Gonna have to rub that drippy little cunny to keep your brain intact, keep yourself functioning. Gonna have to edge to keep yourself from going over the edge and coming helpless on the deck. It's inside you now. And for as many days as I fuck you and leave my cock inside, let its influence spread through you like this, for as many mornings that you get woken up like this, that's what you're gonna be. An edge slut all day long. You're riding it now, yeah. You might come when I come. You might not. I'm interested to find out, but you're gonna have to deal with it. Oh. In, out, there you go. You're shaped around me, shaped around my length, shaped around my shaft. Gotta deal with it. Gotta try and hold it back. But you're gonna have to edge to keep it up, to keep yourself in the game, to keep your brain in shape, keep your brain from being drained away by how horny you are, how hot you are. You're too hot, too horny, too deep, too drippy to do anything except follow. My cock in and out, shaping you, guiding you. This is where you belong, shaped around my dick, getting on it. Yeah, you like it? Yeah, you do. Bouncing, squeezing, making yourself feel it while I rub your insides, rub within your pussy, thumb your clit. Keep you riding. You're gonna be edging all day. You got permission to edge. Remember that. I'll tell you again later, but just feel me for now. Feel how the veins stand out. Feel my impression made inside you. Clench your ass. Enjoy the texture. Enjoy the heat. Enjoy the swelling, rising waves that are gonna consume you all day long. Oh. By now, you know it's true. Are you feeling it? Are you feeling what my cock does to you when it's in you for too long? You craved this, you were thinking about it. Here, lift you up on my lap, grab you under your thighs. Lift and drop. Anyone who came in could see. Lift and drop. Are you going to be walking around on the deck all day, turned on? I know I will. Lift and drop. You're bottoming out on me. You're so tight. Yes. All day. And when I get hard, you're gonna take care of it. That's on your duty list for today. up, down, up, down, writhing, writhing, squeezing, slick. You like it? You like it. You love it. Maybe I'll come do this every time I got morning wood. You feel that? Feel the thrusts? Yeah, I can do a lot more if I'm lifting, dropping you. Feel it. I'm getting there. Oh, my balls are tight. Yeah. Feel it bulking up. Feel it swelling. Veins are getting big. I'm brushing against something. Oh, you gonna come? You gonna milk me? You gonna help get it out? Oh, coming. Oh, take my seed. Take it. Blast after blast, sticking. Maybe when I'm done, I'll plug you up, and I'm gonna stay in as long as I want. Keep you plugged, make you remember this. Oh, keep my cock inside. Hold on tight, clench down, lock it in there. Yeah, yeah, good, good. Oh, full of me. You're swelling up with it. You're so stuffed. And you're just gonna have to deal with the after effects. You're gonna get another load, but next time I think I'll use your mouth. Here, suck my fingers. Taste. The taste of you on them. There you go. Good. Oh, ah, ah. Keep squeezing like that, and I'll make this position permanent. You'll be in my bed instead of your quarters. You want that, you better train that ass. Clench tight. Take it. Love it. Yeah. Oh.